Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Take a look at the world of hedge funds, including one hedge fund forecast to gain 50% this year. Sounds like they made a bet, and it's paying off for them. Hema Parmar with us, as I mentioned, in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Hey, so which is this hedge fund? Let's start there. Making a bet, and it seems like it's really paying off big time.
Yes, they are, the fund is called Yiheng Capital. They are up 50% this year through July. That makes them one of the best performing Asia focused funds. Certainly up there, 50% is quite an astounding number. The fund runs about $500 million and they invest in Chinese stocks. And part of the reason they're doing so well is because two of the stocks that they're in rallied more than 100% this year. So that's TAL Education and China Lodging Group. TAL is a tutoring service. The stock rose 150% this year. And no surprise, this is a stock that's attracted a lot of hedge fund interest. About 11% of the company is owned by hedge funds as of June 30th, including Chase Coleman's Tiger Global and Steve Cohen's Family Office, 0.72. And the other stock, China Lodging, is a motel chain. That stock is up 106% this year. Its second quarter earnings had beat estimates, and it bought up another hotel operator, and that adds a number of boutique hotels to its chain. So these are two of the stocks that did very well, and they seem to be two of the bigger positions that this hedge fund held.
Tell us about this hedge fund, Yiheng Capital. I mean, they're based in San Francisco, right?
They're based in San Francisco, Asia-focused. They do have an office in Beijing as well. Manage about $500 million, up 6.4% in July. So it is a smaller fund when we look at the grand scheme of hedge funds.
Right.
And Asia-focused funds in general have been doing well. They're up about 12% this year. China, specifically, China-focused funds up 18% this year. But still, that 50% number does outpace their peers.
Certainly makes you stop and take notice. That fund, though, was founded back kind of at the peak of the financial crisis, or just after the peak of the financial crisis, back in October 08. What's been their returns? Do we have any idea in terms of how this fund has been doing?
This year is up 50%.
Up this year,
yes.
But prior to this?
Prior to that, we don't have a lot of historical performance for them. In general, China funds had struggled in the past. Actually, 8%. We had 8% for last year, so 2016.
Okay.
But before then, we don't. But in general, China funds had struggled for a few years and then made a rebound this year.
I like this next story. Let's switch gears a little bit, because I feel like so many people keep coming into our Bloomberg studios and saying emerging markets, emerging markets,
yes,
emerging markets, which have outperformed developed markets this
yes
year. If you take a look at the MSCI
indices as one way of measuring the difference in terms of performance. Man Group, though, is planning some EM exposure. What specifically?
So Man Group's fund of hedge fund unit, they manage $16 billion. They invest in about 100 hedge funds. And they're really looking at emerging markets. That's where they're most actively seeking opportunities right now. They think that there's been a number of political and economic changes that have occurred, especially in Latin America, think Argentina and Brazil, and also in Asia. And so they think that these events have prompted these big swings in the markets, in emerging markets, and that provides a lot more opportunities for traders to then focus on.
Why would you do a fund of a funds? Because aren't you paying like double fees?
So,
I mean, is their performance that good that it's worth, you know, considering their them as an investment?
Well, I mean, because they invest in so many funds, they have 100 hedge funds sort of on their platform, and then their sort of fund of hedge funds unit will then like work with clients to develop, you know, portfolios that they would then seek. But you're right, you know, fund of hedge funds have been under a lot of pressure. You do pay double fees. So certainly you would go to some place where you hope that you're getting an advantage for the manager selection.
Emerging markets, you can play it so many different ways. Hema, dig a little bit more deeper into, if you can, their EM strategy.
At Man Group?
Yeah.
Yes.
What they like.
Yeah, so they think that part of the reason why they're focusing so much on emerging markets is because they see that there's been a lot of changes in these
regions. Oh, you said the political changes, too.
Yeah, and also the a lot more advancement in terms of the asset classes that are there to trade and the liquidity that's now available. And they're seeing a lot more quant managers come into that space. And one of the things that they like is what the gentleman that I interviewed, Osvaldo Canavosio, calls emerging squared. And that's emerging managers in emerging markets.
Emerging managers? What does that mean?
So those are emerging managers are early stage hedge fund managers that play in emerging markets. So that will focus on Latin America, Asia. And so what he says is that, you know, you get the benefit of the increased tradable opportunities and more divergence in stocks in those that area to play in. But then if you cross that with the benefit of early stage managers, which he says tend to be motivated in terms of deploying risk, finding opportunities, that might be you know, a fun sweet space.
How much money are they looking to maybe allocate to this strategy?
Yeah, it seems like they're still sort of looking and exploring. They haven't quite determined how much they want to move into EM, but that does seem to be an area where they are looking most actively. They also like quants. They also like fixed income relative value.
What? Where do they have their biggest exposure? Do we have any idea?
We don't
know.
Are
they kind of all over the place?
They're massive. The firm as a whole manages $89 billion. They're the world's largest publicly traded hedge fund. So they have a lot of sort of breadth. And then this specific unit manages $16 billion, which is still a fair bit. They are fairly active in quants, too.
Fairly active. Performance kind of that we see from the Man Group? She's shaking her head. Put you on the spot there. But interesting. And like I said, that emerging markets, I feel like, you know, I was wondering if it was getting to be a bit of a crowded trade, but I still think that there's a lot of folks that see opportunity, especially when you're looking at some of the valuations in some of the developed markets.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that, you know, investors added $800 million to emerging markets in the second quarter after pulling back for about seven quarters.
All right. So interesting to see these trends. Hema, thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Hema Parmar, she's our hedge fund reporter at Bloomberg Brief, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Coming up, everybody, check on your top business stories. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel. It's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.